I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I have been meaning to tell you this story for ages.
Go on.
Okay. Have you ever gone to a Lidl and put a pound in the trolley?
Mate, this might shock you. I never go to a Lidl. I'm an Aldi gal. I never go to Lidl. I don't know why.
I actually think you're either a Lidl or an Aldi. I'm a Lidl.
See, I'm an Aldi. What's they do in Lidl?
Same as Aldi.
Is it?
Also, isn't it weird? It's almost the same letters.
Yeah, but just a different way round. I don't know why. I drive past Lidl's. I just never go into a Lidl. The more you say Lidl, the funnier it sounds. Lidl
is just the same as Aldi.
Okay. Do you know what?
I think Aldi's a bit busier though. Aldi's a bit like, rrr. Lidl's like, rrr.
Okay, I'm going to try Lidl this week.
Try it.
Why not? I'm going to mix things up a little bit.
I don't think you'll like it.
Do you know, why don't you think I'll like it though?
You'll be used to your Aldi stuff.
Right. I'll be like,
see,
yeah.
But when you go to Aldi, do you put the pound in the trolley? Have you ever put a pound in a trolley?
I don't do it very often, no.
But you have.
I never have a pound on me. But yes, I have done it in
right.
the past.
So you'll know that when you put your pound in, you're off your own trolley, you take it back and you've got that thing and you have to put your trolley into another trolley, get that thing, put it into your trolley, pound comes out.
Yeah.
Right? Get this. I walked out of Lidl yesterday, day before, I don't know what day. No trolleys. Apart from
None
my trolley.
At all.
No trolleys.
Oh.
Mate? I stood there and I thought, I can't get my pound back.
Oh my God.
And then I thought, well, hang on, if someone comes out with a trolley, how does that work? Because they're not going to get their pound back, but I'll get my...
So someone somewhere has lost a pound.
There was a flaw in the system. Mate, I stood there with my trolley and I thought, what do I do here? What do I do?
Did you speak to a member of staff?
Right, listen, right. This woman was walking towards me with her trolley. And I thought, well, I'm not giving her my trolley. She needs to give me... her trolley so I can get my pound out, right? But I thought it's going to be a standoff here because one of us loses a pound. Anyway, she walked towards me and I thought, oh, she's going to be like, oh, what happens here? No. She walked straight in, pushed her trolley, you know where they keep the trolleys?
Yeah, yeah, trolley bays.
Pushed her trolley all the way to the end of the trolley bay, picked up a chain, put a chain in.
Hang on, they have a chain? No. What, at the end of the bays? I've never known that.
I must have stood there for 10 minutes. I want my pound back. There's a flaw in the system. What the hell
did I speak to about this? Get me a manager.
Yeah, she literally, and then she flipped me a look and I thought, oh God, Laura, you stupid cow.
She's a pro.
She's
like that, isn't she? Yeah. Speaking of trolleys, there's something I forgot to tell you. This was actually over Christmas, right?
Go on.
So Uncle Dick.
Yeah.
So he went to do kind of like his Christmas food shop very last minute, okay? And it was obviously very, very busy.
Yeah.
So he went to, I don't know what supermarket, Morrison's or somewhere, couldn't find a trolley. So he was going around the car park, literally couldn't get a trolley anywhere. Finally managed to get one off someone who was leaving, I think. Went into the supermarket, thought, right, okay. He was all a bit stressed as he went in. So he was going around, he popped some onions into his trolley and then turned around to get some other veg. Turned back around, the trolley with his onions are gone. Right?
Someone had had it.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So he thought, what? So he looked round, there was a little old lady taking off with his trolley and his onions. So he ran after her.
Oh, he didn't.
It took him so long to get this trolley. And he went, excuse me, you've taken off my trolley. And she went, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realise. He goes, well, you've got my onions in there.
She did anyway, realise. She did.
She knew. She might look innocent. Yeah,
criminal.
She wasn't. Yeah, she knows what she's doing. So anyway, as she was an older lady, he goes, oh, you have my trolley, but I'll take my onions. So he took his onions out, got another trolley, right? Going around the supermarket, he said it was a nightmare, an absolute nightmare in there. Everyone was like pushing and shoving, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, went to like unpack his shopping into the boot and he was like loading it all in. He could feel some eyes upon him.
Right.
So he looked right. There were two people, a man and a woman, both stood there just staring at him.
Waiting for the trolley.
Well, he ignored them to start. He sort of thought, oh, I wonder what they're doing. So he went back, could still feel, and turned around and went, hello, like that to them. And one of them went, can I have your trolley, please? It was the man. And he went, yes, sure. And the woman went, hey, she went, I was here before him.
No.
So they weren't together. They were separate. Started arguing over his trolley.
Trolley drama.
So at this point, Uncle Dick thought, this is ridiculous. Exactly. So he got it, just went, there you go, guys. Fight it between yourselves.
Oh, yeah, threw it into the ring and just see.
I mean, there's a thing about trolleys, isn't there?
Oh my God. Mate, also as well, no carrier bags. Last week, Tesco and Sainsbury's ran out of carrier bags. I know you should use your own, blah, blah, blah. But sometimes you forget.
Of course.
No carrier bags. I just a cardboard box. Like the olden days.
I quite like using a cardboard box.
I do, but I was with Rosie, the 15-year-old, and she was like, I'm not walking out with you if you're holding a cardboard box. I was
why?
Sorry. Oh, she's mortified. She just walked off. Oh my God, I'm not walking out with you if you're holding, I mean, she hates me anyway. But yeah, so she just went to the car.
What's
and I
wrong
carried
with
the
cardboard box?
Mate, I made her carry the basket around Tesco the other day. I swear to God, the calamity.
Oh, yeah, you said.
I honestly, she was like, my arm's gonna fall. She's 15. And then she went, you're not holding anything. And I thought, yeah.
Yeah.
You're young. You
yes,
hold it.
You're youthful. What I like is when you get a paper bag. It makes me feel like I'm in a grocery store in America. I feel like I'm shopping in the United States. I
Where'd
love
that. Where'd you get
that.
A paper bag from?
I don't know. You don't see them very often. Sometimes you get them from like, you know, like independent shops. Don't you?
I like a paper bag.
Something like that. Makes me feel a bit more grown up and a bit more American.
Anyway, trolleys, bags, anything else?
I think we've covered it all there, haven't we? By the way, just quickly, in fact, let's do the intro, we'll come back to it. This is the Laura and Becky Show. We're two best mates. We used to be on the radio, but we now do a podcast.
We are sponsored by Prince Family Law Solicitors, Redbrick Estate Agents, and East Midlands Airport.
That's just reminded me, you know, obviously we talk about traitors all the time on this show. Did you see the task where they were doing the bird watching? They
yes.
had to listen for birds and then they had to make the noise of the bird they heard and relay it to the team members. They were like, it goes, it was genius. So funny.
And we do really quickly, because we didn't yesterday, and Johan is going to have us, isn't he? He's going to be like, girls.
Oh, God, yeah.
We're so bad at doing this. Okay, so East Midlands are sponsoring us for this season. If you don't know East Midlands Airport, then are you in the world?
And yeah, come on, guys.
Come on. It's a great airport, the best airport, we say.
It's our favourite.
Without a shadow of a doubt, we've been to many airports. It's the best airport.
And this, genuinely, this isn't just because they sponsor us. Okay, everyone's like, oh, it's just because they sponsor you.
it's really not.
It's actually not, because we used to go there before anyway.
Yeah.
And also, there's nowhere like it for getting through nice and quick.
There's nowhere.
There's barely any queues.
Yeah.
You don't have to do all that waiting. There's not the stress. Honestly, guys, trust us on this.
Yeah, we know every inch of that airport, don't we?
Yes,
I don't think
we
there's
do.
Anywhere really we haven't been. And if there isn't, we'll probably go there at some point.
Yeah.
And they have a recruitment fair on. Lots of jobs going at East Midlands Airport, namely in security.
Yes. Now, we've met lots of the security people there. They've frisked us and just made sure that we're all kosher before going through.
They are great.
They are so lovely. Like, what a lovely team to work for. So there's that job going. I think there's various other jobs as well, isn't there, at the airport. So do you know what? If you fancy a bit of a change this year, if you're like, I wouldn't mind working at an airport.
Oh,
what a great place to work.
What a great place to work. I don't know if you get free flights. Probably not.
No.
But you never know.
Yeah. We'll be like, yeah, you get
we'll
this, you get that. You get a free holiday to America every year. Johan's going to be like, girl, stop. Stop it. I mean, you get to meet Johan.
But you get
you
to meet Johan.
What more could you want?
I mean, actually, that's it, innit?
You don't need any more. Yeah.
Head to their website and have a look. They've got a recruitment fair on. All
yes,
the details
there's
are there.
A jobs page.
There we go,
Johan.
Well.
I hope you're
We've
happy
done
with
it.
That
should be fine.
Hey, mate, talking of supermarkets, I've got a new obsession. I don't know where it's come from, and I don't know what's going on with it. I cannot stop buying tea cakes at the moment. I never even used to like tea cakes.
You mean tea cakes or current hot cross buns?
Are they one and the same, apart from one's got a cross on?
Yeah, I think tea cakes may be bigger and flatter. Maybe.
Yes.
You like the tea cake, do you?
I mean, I like a bit of both.
I love a hot cross bun, toasted hot cross bun.
Oh, like with loads of butter on, like literally a ridiculous amount. So, you know when you're talking a bit of a snack mid-morning, a tea cake is the perfect
Well, you messaged
snack.
Me the other day, you want a tea cake? Yeah. I was like, no, you're right, mate. I'm not 95 years old.
Do you remember as well, when you came round, you'd already said, no, I kept going, are you sure you don't want a tea cake? Let me make you a tea cake. I can't get enough of them. And in fact, my other friend came round, Hannah. She came round for a bit of a catch up and a coffee. I made her a tea cake.
She had one. She like it.
She had one. Then she had another.
Oh,
and she went, go on. I'll have another. And I went, I knew I'd get you into tea cakes.
Yeah, they are nice, to be fair.
And they're quite cheap to buy. It's like 99p for a pack of four. So go out today. Get yourself a bag of
tea
cakes.
You want to put that on Funuary?
Tea cake. Do you know what? I think we should, because it's quite a comforting...
Take it.
All the noises today. I think that... Because we like comfort food, don't we?
Yes.
In Funuary. Add that to the list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Then tea cakes.
There you go.
Were we going to talk about that? What else are we going to talk about? Steakout last night. I mean, all we're going to say is go and watch the videos.
Yes.
Go and watch the
videos. They're all on our TikTok and they are coming on our Insta as well.
Yes.
You need to go and see.
Are you
what
exhausted?
Happened.
I'm a little bit exhausted.
We went for a good while last night, weren't we? Yes, I'm absolutely pooped. Yeah. I'll be honest.
But we're going to go again soon.
Oh, we are. Yeah, go and watch them, guys, at the Laura and Becky Show on our socials.
Right, I'm going to say something controversial.
Okay.
And you are not going to like this.
Oh, God, go on.
Oh, I don't know if I will say it. I have been watching Insta stories recently of people that are in Dubai. Mm. I don't think it looks very nice.
Well,
she's put her juice down. the views, I'm like, that's not a view. That just looks a little bit foggy. Lots of high-rise buildings. The big river going through the middle. I'm like, what is that? Nah, mate. Nah.
What would you like to see for a view, first of all?
Views, I like to see proper, the sea, but like not, but it's not foggy. It's all foggy. And the sea doesn't look very nice. I'm not going to lie. It doesn't look crystal clear. Just like palm trees and greenery. Mm-hmm. It just does not float my boat. And I know what you're going to say, and I probably would love it, but the look of it ain't for me. I don't like high-rise buildings.
You would love Dubai.
I know I would.
You actually would.
I know I would.
Foggy. I don't know why it's foggy. I've never known it to be foggy.
It just looks
Is that because they're up so murky. High? Oh, I think what it is, sometimes because it's obviously
sand?
Very high buildings. No, you're in the clouds. So yeah, some of the buildings are in the clouds.
They're not in the clouds though. They're on the floor. It just
on the floor.
Looks, I don't know. Yeah,
maybe their
filming.
Camera was a bit dirty.
Maybe.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they just clean their lens.
Well, Andy Peters was there this morning on Good Morning
Britain. What's Andy Peters doing in Dubai?
I put Good Morning Britain on this morning for the first time in about 10
Hang
years.
Hang on a minute. If I was to think of anybody in Dubai, it would not be Andy Peters.
They're giving away a holiday there on Good Morning Britain. So he says, like, hiya, I'm in Dubai.
Well?
I thought, oh, he's there as well. Old Andy bloody Peters.
Do you know what? I haven't been to Dubai for a while. I've been there probably about four times.
I
do love it.
Everyone says that. Like, and listen, I do not doubt that when I'm there, I'm like, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
But the videos of it, I'm like, nah.
It's not
He was like, oh, who is
your boat?
It's the highest hotel in the world. Oh, I don't care. I actually don't care about the height of buildings. What is it about Dubai? And like, oh, that's high.
Well, Dubai has like the biggest of everything, don't they? So everything you get, they try and do it bigger and better in Dubai. So that's kind of like their
thing. Is that why they're so tall?
Why they're so tall? Who's
the,
they?
The buildings.
Yeah, well, they've got the highest building in the world, haven't they?
Well, yeah, and the highest hotel now.
And the highest hotel.
Would you want to stay up the top? What a ball ache.
I'm nervous with height, so no, it wouldn't be for me. In fact, I think I actually booked to go up the tallest building in the world in Dubai once, and I didn't go because I thought, no, it's not for me. So when I went to Paris.
Oh, not the Eiffel Tower. Oh, I don't think I'll go.
But I went with the ex-husband. He went up. I stayed at the bottom. I'm like, yeah, have a nice time.
Yeah, see ya.
Yeah. I quite like looking at it, but I don't like going up.
No, Eiffel Tower moves as well, you know. It sways in the wind, doesn't it?
It's not for me. But do you know what? We need to go to Dubai later on this year. You do. And you'll come back and be like, oh, guys, Dubai. Dubai, I would. I love Dubai.
Yeah, I definitely think I would, but I don't like the look of it. I'm sorry.
All right, she said it. Okay. Right, we're going to have a little break, aren't we?
Yes, the break. Also, we keep forgetting about this break, don't we?
It's new to us, guys. Oh. We're just settling in. But we've got a little mate, and it's to do with your husband.
It is. Mate.
Mate. So, I think this was, it was last week. Your husband messaged me. It was very early in the morning, actually. He was on it in the morning, straight away, back at work and on it. Anyway, it's your birthday next month.
Yeah, God.
And he was basically going over plans and talking to me about what was going on. And thank God he did, is all I can say. I mean, we've got to say, let's appreciate James' effort.
He's always very good with birthdays.
Very good. And he was like, right, New Year. And your birthday's a month and a half away, right? He was on it. And I thought, big tick, James.
Yeah, good.
But then it went slightly downhill.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I think I know you better than your husband knows you. I'm just going to say that, okay? So, James was discussing plans with me for your birthday. Now, I'm going to do something separate with you anyway, because we always do something separate. But this was kind of like your family and thing, which obviously I'm going to come to.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And there were a couple of things that straight away I went, nope, nope, James. And in fact, I sent him one message going, no, with loads of O's, okay? And he was baffled, bless him. He's like, but why? But what? But why not that? And I was like, no, trust me, James. No. Laura will not want that. I can't exactly say what they were, but I will tell you this one. And then the final bit, he went, I'm going to look at booking a village hall for it today. And do you know what? I couldn't actually bring myself to reply to that one because it was so sweet and so cute. Like, it was almost like he was booking a
children's
birthday party in a village hall. And first of all, I thought, well, where is a village hall near here? I was trying to think of village halls, couldn't think
There's
of any.
There's a couple. I don't want to name them just in case people know where we are.
Yeah. Okay. But then I thought as well, like, what are we going to do
in
this village
hall? There's
one
next door, mate.
Oh, is there? Oh, yeah. See, I'm not au fait with village halls, really.
Are you not? Community centres.
Yeah, I just don't really notice them. I don't really do anything apart from kids' parties.
Funny smell about them, aren't they, community centres?
Yeah, and I just feel like they can be a bit soulless. Do you know what I mean?
It's a lot of effort decorating them as well, and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, and also you want to go somewhere where there's already Atmos. Like a pub or a bar or a restaurant. But a village hall, you've got to bring the Atmos, haven't you?
Yes.
It's just a
we
bit...
We don't want to do that.
It's a bit forced fun, isn't it, in a village hall?
I have a very, very low social battery, okay? All right? Sometimes it's fully charged, right? If my social battery is fully charged, we're on, right? We're on.
But this doesn't happen often. It
runs out very quickly.
Laura's probably got about an hour in her.
I would say.
Yeah. So she starts off like... And yeah, like,
it just runs out. And when it's run out, there
ain't no going back.
It's bad.
And her face, you just have to look at her face to know that her social battery has gone.
I wouldn't even say I'm a AAA. I'm one of those round ones that you can rarely get and that they're a bit odd.
Yeah.
And you can get them out. Can you
put them in?
Some people have big social batteries. You know, the big, big square ones. Not me.
No, I'd say I'm probably like a AAA. I can give it some when I need to.
I'd say you're a AA. I'm a AAA. Triple A's smaller ones, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm a AA.
You're a AA.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go any bigger with you, though.
No, I'm getting worse as I get older as well. I have to say, I do like being home at a decent hour. However, if I need to turn it on, I can turn it on.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. I can.
You, not so much.
Now, I've got you, you see, so I use some of your battery. Yes.
Well, we do rely on each other, don't we? Like, when one of us goes, the other one, like, perks up, and then we sort of, like, we feed off each other, don't we? We tag team.
We're like, what's that thing where your car runs out of battery and you've got to have to get the wires? Yes. What are they? Or, jump leads.
Yes. Or, you know, your phone, when you put it on someone else's phone to charge it up, that's us. Give each other a little bit of energy. Well, what we do, we give each other a rest, don't we? So if we're in a meeting and one's talking, the other one like rests and gets their energy up.
Yes.
And then they jump in whilst the other one rests and gets their energy up.
I have been known to glaze over at some meetings.
Me too. People tell me that I glaze
up. You do as well.
I'm really bad for it.
We literally run out.
Yeah.
But these people that are talking to us, they don't realise. They just carry on talking.
How could they not realise?
I would notice. If I was talking to someone and they glazed over, I'd be like, I need to stop talking.
Or if they started yawning.
Yeah.
That's another telltale
sign. Someone said
to
me the other day, I'm boring you, aren't I? And I thought, yeah.
Yeah.
You've hit the nail on the yeah. But I went,
well done for noticing. Well done. Yeah. Nobody ever notices.
Imagine someone saying to you, I'm boring you, aren't I? And you go, yeah.
Should we try
Could you imagine?
Should we try it this week?
Yeah. Yes, you are boring us.
Yeah. Can you like stop talking, please?
But they don't. They go, I'm boring you, aren't I? And you go, no. And then they carry on. Yeah. And you think, read the room. Read my face. Read my glazed eyes. Anyway, Village Hall.
I didn't got that. Well, no, I didn't reply to James on that because I felt like I'd said no to too many things. And I just thought that was quite sweet.
Oh, it's very sweet. He's very good.
Yeah.
To be fair, it's all sorted. So we're doing walk, pub, home.
Well, hang on.
Oh,
So I then saw you, didn't I, this day after James had messaged. And I didn't know whether this was a surprise or not, this one. I thought it wasn't because I'd asked James, is it a surprise? And he hadn't said, yes, it is.
Yeah.
So I then came to you and told you, I went, guess what? I said, James has been messaging me today. And here's what he's thinking of doing for your birthday. I went, we can't allow this. We need to put a stop to this. So then you were like, I'll speak to him tonight. So between us, we managed to get you the birthday that you wanted.
Yeah. So yeah.
Bless his soul.
Bless him.
But I will tell you this. I know you think it's all sorted. So what do you think's happening?
No, don't. I don't want a surprise.
No, go on. What did you think was happening?
Walk, pub, home.
Okay. Well, me and James have still been talking. We're going to crowbar a Village Hall in there somewhere. Okay? It's happening.
I'm not going in. You can't get me in no Village Hall. Absolutely not. Unless there's a lot of booze.
Yeah, we can sort that.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Just quickly, make sure you subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah, you are going to get all the juicy extra bits that we don't talk about on the normal podcast. And trust us, they're good.
They are good. And no adverts. So click the link in the bio of this podcast, wherever you're listening to it, or you'll find it on our Insta @ The Laura and Becky Show.